The Safety Squad. STS. Buzzy, Kathy, and Dan are dressed in t-shirts with STS on them. As other kids join the club, they will have t-shirts also. The tires squealed as the car came to a sudden stop in front of the school. A small boy named Adam stopped just as suddenly, much too close to the car. His face was white as a sheet, and he was shaking all over. He had not seen the car coming when he started across the street. Buzzy, Kathy, and Dan saw Adam almost get hit by that car because he didn't go to the crosswalk in front of the school to cross the street where it was safe. That's the day they got the idea for the Safety Squad. STS. They teamed up with the crossing guards, Eric and Frank, the bus captains, Gina and Harry, and Playground Patrol Isabella, to start the Safety Squad. Their job was to teach other kids how to be safe at school, in their cars, and while walking. One day, as they entered the school, Buzzy, Kathy, and Dan saw their friend Jan. "What's up, Jan?" said Buzzy. "Hi, guys. Cool shirts. What does STS stand for?" asked Jan. "STS stands for Safety Squad." After that car almost hit Adam, we asked the principal, Mr. Kirkland, if we could get a group together to watch out for kids being unsafe, said Buzzy. "It's up to everyone to make sure people know how to stay safe, not just the safety patrol." "Can I join?" asked Jan. "Sure, but first you have to see someone being unsafe and teach them about it," said Kathy. "I know just who to look for," answered Jan. After school, Jan saw Lisa at the bike rack. "Hey, Lisa, wait up. Where's your helmet?" "Oh, it's too hot today for a helmet. I'll wear it next time." "Bad idea," said Jan. "Helmets protect you if you have a crash." "Maybe you're right," said Lisa. "Anyway, my mom wouldn't like it if she saw me without a helmet." The next day at school, Jan and Lisa found Buzzy before school. Jan introduced Buzzy to Lisa and said, "I was telling Lisa about the STS you started." "Jan reminded me about wearing my bicycle helmet, even when it's hot," said Lisa. "Good job, Jan. Welcome to the Safety Squad. You can join too, Lisa, if you remind someone to be safe," said Buzzy. Later, Lisa saw Maria starting to cross the street in the middle of the block to get to her mom's car quicker. "Wait, Maria! Eric's right there at the crosswalk. You won't have to dodge the cars if you cross there. Remember about Adam?" "Okay, that's probably a good idea. There are lots of cars around today," said Maria. That night, Lisa called Jan to tell her about Maria and the close call crossing the street. "Great," said Jan. "Now you can be in STS too. Do you think Maria would like to join?" "I'll ask her tomorrow," replied Lisa. "She might even want to be a crossing guard someday, now that she knows how important it is to cross at the crosswalk." Sure enough, Maria was all for it. The next morning, when Nora was getting out of the car at school, Maria noticed that she wasn't using a booster seat, even though she was only in first grade. "Nora, why don't you have a booster seat?"
"Oh, those are for babies. I'm way too big for a booster seat," said Nora.
"But there's a law that says all kids under the age of 8 have to ride in a booster seat," reminded Maria. You'd better tell your parents before they get a ticket. Besides, lots of booster seats are cool. They get you up higher where you can see a lot better. Okay, said Nora. But I'm still not sure I like the idea. When Maria bumped into Kathy the next day in the cafeteria, Maria told her about Nora and the booster seat. Great job, Maria. Do you want to be on the safety squad? Would you like one of those cool STS t-shirts? Sure, said Maria, and I'll tell Nora. First graders can watch out for each other, too. Maria saw Nora later that day and told her about the safety squad. Well, I saw Olivia chasing a ball into the street today at recess. Does that count? Sure it does, if you tell her about it, said Maria. Okay, answered Nora. I will. Here she comes now. Olivia, you scared me today when you chased that ball into the street. I was afraid there might be a car coming. Nora told Olivia about Adam and the safety squad. It felt good to help somebody learn. The next morning, on the school bus, Olivia noticed that Paula was turned around in her seat, on her knees, talking to her friend, who was sitting behind her. Olivia was pretty sure that the driver, Mr. Quinton, had reminded everyone to sit on his or her pockets. Suddenly, Mr. Quinton had to hit the brakes to keep from hitting a dog. And Paula bumped her head. Mr. Quinton came back to check on her. Hey, Paula. Have you ever heard of the safety squad? Asked Olivia. The bus captains, Gina and Harry, who had helped get it started, told her all about it. Paula especially needed to learn about bus safety. That afternoon, Paula noticed that when Russ started to cross the street, the "Don't walk" signal was flashing. He made a mad dash across the street. Russ, it says don't walk. That's dangerous. It's okay if it's just flashing, says Russ. That means you have time to cross if you hurry. That's not what my teacher said. The flashing don't walk means don't start. Wait for the walk signal. By the way, have you ever heard of the safety squad? You ought to think about it. Paula was glad that she taught Russ to be safe, and now she could be on the safety squad, too. She hoped Russ would do the same. Sure enough, when Russ saw Sam riding in the back of his dad's pickup, he said, "Hey, Sam, isn't there room for you in the cab?" "Yeah, but I like it back here," said Sam. "My dad won't let me do that. Says it's against the law if you're under 18. "Really? My friend Tyler gets pulled on his skates behind his dad's pickup," replied Sam. "Paula told me about a safety squad at school. Maybe they know the laws for sure. Let's check with them," said Sam. Later, Russ and Sam joined Buzzy, Kathy, Dan, and the others at the STS meeting. Mr. Kirkland was proud of the way the kids showed an interest in learning what the laws say and helping other kids to stay safe. He explained the laws concerning pickups, and Sam went to find Tyler to tell him that being pulled behind a pickup on skates can be very dangerous. It's even against the law. After that, even Tyler was hooked on learning the law. When he saw Ursula's brother, Val, drinking a beer while driving, he asked Ursula how old her brother was. "Oh, he's in high school. Thinks he's a big shot." "But I thought you had to be 21 to drink beer," said Tyler. "And besides, drinking while driving is against the law, no matter how old you are."
Yeah, you're right. I ought to say something. He's not acting too smart, is he?
Answered Ursula. He could get in big trouble. Tyler and Ursula later noticed Wade riding on the handlebars of Xander's bike.
Whoa! Look out! That's risky, said Tyler.
You sure know a lot about safety, said Ursula.
Haven't you heard about STS? It's a club that Buzzy, Kathy, and Dan started to help other kids learn to be safe. Want to join?
Sure, said Ursula. How do I do that?
Just remind Wade and Xander that only special bikes are built for two. If Wade fell off and got hurt, Xander would feel terrible, answered Tyler.
Good thinking, said Ursula, and off she went.
The next morning, Buzzy, Kathy, and Dan were in front of the school checking on the students arriving on the buses when their teacher, Mrs. Ying, came speeding down the street.
She must be running late, said Kathy. It looks like she's going too fast for a school zone.
Yes, and she's texting while driving. That's really dangerous, said Buzzy.
And she's not wearing her safety belt, said Dan.
Neither is her daughter, Zilla, who's in the front seat. After Mrs. Ying parked her car and was walking up to the building, Buzzy, Kathy, and Dan all said,
Excuse us, Mrs. Ying, but we need to talk.
The end.